Hi everyone, my name is Chloe and I'm here today to talk about my recent experience of enrolling in aerobic classes hosted at our local leisure facility. It's been quite a journey. People often ask me why I suddenly decided to take up such an energetic activity. My friends are all heavily into outdoor cycling and I briefly considered joining them for their weekend rides. I also had my doctor telling me to swim more, but ultimately my older sister was the one who practically dragged me into signing up. She had been going for a while and insisted it would be a fantastic way for us to spend time together. Getting registered wasn't as straightforward as I'd hoped. I initially tried to ring the reception desk, but the phone lines were constantly engaged. Then I searched the app store, assuming they'd have a mobile app, but no luck there either. Eventually, I managed to secure our spots by navigating their website, which thankfully turned out to be surprisingly user-friendly. Before my very first session, I was incredibly anxious about having the right gear. I almost wasted a fortune on specialized, lightweight dance shoes, and I figured I would definitely need to pack a huge towel. But as it turned out, the single most crucial item to have is a large water bottle. The instructor is quite strict and doesn't allow anyone to leave the studio to use the drinking fountain, so you must bring your own hydration. Arriving at the leisure facility for the first time, my nerves started to settle. I know the venue is famous locally for its massive Olympic-sized swimming pool and a state-of-the-art gym, though I didn't actually look at those. What genuinely struck me were the exceptionally clean changing rooms. They looked completely brand new, which created a fantastic first impression before the workout even started. Once inside the studio, we met our instructor, a guy named Max. You might naturally expect a fitness coach to be intimidatingly strict or possess a loud military-style voice. Max is definitely loud, but his boundless enthusiasm is what truly defines his teaching style. It's highly infectious and really keeps everyone motivated, especially when we are completely exhausted. During that initial class, I definitely struggled. I went in fully expecting the incredibly fast pace to be my main downfall, or perhaps I'd fail at remembering the complex choreography. Surprisingly, mastering the proper breathing technique proved to be the most demanding challenge. I found myself constantly holding my breath during the intense routines, which made me feel dizzy. The morning after my first workout was a real shock to the system. I woke up anticipating heavily aching legs or perhaps a dull headache from pushing myself too hard. Instead, I suffered from incredibly stiff shoulders. Max later explained that beginners often tense their upper body unnecessarily while exercising, which was exactly what I had done. Despite those initial aches, I kept going back. If you ask me why, you'd probably guess I was driven purely by a desire to lose weight or dramatically improve my cardiovascular fitness. Honestly, though, it was the welcoming social atmosphere that made me return week after week. Everyone chats before the music starts, and there's a real sense of community. I've made noticeable progress over the last few months. I haven't been promoted to the advanced evening class just yet, and I'm certainly not ready for any amateur fitness competitions. However, I have proudly transitioned to claiming a spot in the front row. When I started, I used to hide nervously at the very back of the room, so this feels like a huge personal victory. Looking to the future, I want to use my new stamina for a good cause. A few people in my class are actually training to become certified instructors, and others are planning to take up intensive yoga running. But I've decided to sign up for a local charity running event next spring. The stamina I've built through aerobics will be the perfect preparation for it. Thanks for letting me share my story.